Sample Test, Part 3. Choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
These files have been photocopied and are ready to be distributed. All we need to do now is put them in the envelopes and label them. There's a big box of A4 envelopes in the storeroom.
Did you prepare the address labels yet? I know that you said you were going to take charge of that.
Not yet. I have to sort the names, but it won't take me long. They should be ready before lunch. We'll be able to mail them this afternoon.
Number 1. What has the man already done? Number 2. Who will prepare the labels? Number 3. When will the labels be ready? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
I posted that newspaper ad for the new manager's position just 3 days ago, and I've already gotten 20 resumes. That's more than I was expecting.
How do they look? Are there any that look promising? I hope you'll find someone a lot more easygoing and relaxed than the last manager you hired.
Well, I haven't read them yet. I'm planning on doing that this afternoon.
Better you than me.
Number 4. Why did the man place a newspaper advertisement? Number 5. The last manager was probably what kind of person? Number 6. What is the man going to do? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation.
Sir, I'm afraid that I'm going to have to ask you to check in one of your bags, please. New policies allow only one carry-on on domestic flights.
Oh, well, if it's absolutely necessary. This one has all the documents I need to read on the flight, so I'll check the black suitcase.
Thank you. You can take the green bag and your laptop computer as carry-on baggage.
Number 7. Where are the speakers? Number 8. Which bag will the man check? Number 9. How many items will the man carry onto the plane? Questions 10 through 12 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, but you don't look familiar. I don't think I've seen you before. Are you new here?
Yes, I am. I'm the new accountant. Yesterday was my first day. I'll be meeting the rest of the staff this afternoon. I'm feeling a little nervous.
Well, it's nice to meet you. I'm Ben Riley. I've been here for 2 years, and don't worry, everyone is easy to get along with.
That's good to hear.
Number 10. When did the woman join the company? Number 11. Who is the woman? Number 12. What is the woman going to do? Questions 13 through 15 refer to the following conversation.
How are you doing, Jake? You look really busy.
I need to submit the August sales report by tomorrow afternoon. I've nearly finished, but there are still a couple of pages to write. Perhaps I'll just finish it off tomorrow morning. I'm getting kind of tired.
You might want to take care of it today since the computers will be down tomorrow.
I forgot about that. I'm glad you reminded me. I'd better finish before I head home.
Number 13. What is the man working on? Number 14. When does the man have to submit the sales report? Number 15. Why does the man have to finish his work today? Questions 16 through 18 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. What can I do for you?
I'd like to send this letter by standard mail. Then I need to send these packages. They are part of a rush order, so I need them to arrive as soon as possible. What's the fastest way to mail them?
I'd recommend priority delivery. Here, fill out this order form and check the priority delivery box. The packages should arrive sometime tomorrow.
Number 16. Where is this conversation probably taking place? Number 17. What must the woman do? Number 18. When will the packages arrive? Questions 19 through 21 refer to the following conversation.
Oh no, the printer isn't working again. The paper is going through, but there is nothing on it. And I put in a new ink cartridge yesterday.
It's the third time this week. It wouldn't work properly Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday either. Why don't they replace that piece of junk? It's just getting too old.
Exactly. With all the money the company spends repairing it, they could buy 3 new ones.
You try telling that to the management.
Number 19. What is the problem? Number 20. When did the printer last break down? Number 21. What do the two people think their company should do? Questions 22 through 24 refer to the following conversation.
I can't decide between these two jobs. They both look pretty interesting. One is for a personal assistant. The salary is not great, but they offer 5 weeks vacation and travel opportunities. The other is for a personnel manager. It pays more, but offers only 2 weeks off a year.
Well, do you want time or money? It seems pretty simple to me.
Well, I'd really rather have time to relax. Money isn't everything. I'll try for the personal assistant position.
Number 22. How many jobs is the woman considering? Number 23. What are the disadvantages of the first position? Number 24. Which position will the woman apply for? Questions 25 through 27 refer to the following conversation.
I've been trying to contact you for ages. You never seem to answer your phone or check your email. Did you finish the budget projections?
Not quite. I finished the bulk of the work, so they'll probably be ready by the middle of next week.
Don't forget that Mr. Rogers needs some preliminary figures by Monday morning to present at the meeting in the afternoon. Get them done this weekend, all right?
Okay, I guess I'll be spending the weekend at the office.
Number 25. How did the woman try to contact the man? Number 26. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 27. When did the man expect to finish? Questions 28 through 30 refer to the following conversation.
I've heard a rumor that we might be going out of business. Is it true? Do you know anything about it? Are we going to lose our jobs?
That's nonsense. Sales have been increasing for months now. No one is going to be laid off if sales are going up.
Yes, but operating costs have been going up even faster. I've heard that the company hasn't broken even for months. We're running at a loss.
Gosh, I really had no idea.
Number 28. Why might the company be going out of business? Number 29. Why does the man think the company is in a stable condition? Number 30. What is happening?